Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We are established in the Word of God. We are established in the commandments of God. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, my elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. This is another Sabbath day that we're with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We are God's people, wherever you may be. If you're God's people, you are commandment keepers, which means you keep God's word, which means you obey the laws of God, which means you have love for God, which means you are a follower of Christ, which means you are Jews, which means we are Israel. And I'm glad to know that today. We're going to talk about the righteous, how when you're righteous, you're walking in all the commandments. Every message we bring is about God's word, which means it's about the commandments. Yes. So let's not get nauseated, but let's love God's word. We're going to read a little bit how David panted for God's word, his commandments. Before we get to that, the choir have a number. Blameless choir, thank God. Thank you. thank God we can keep God's commandments and walk blameless. We're going to talk about that today. When you're walking in all the commandments, you're blameless. These lying preachers that God didn't send get in the pulpit and wherever they gather together, tell the people, nobody can keep God's commandments. No one can keep those laws. That's why he did away with them. You're liars. And tell your favorite preacher I said so. Tell your televangelist I said so. You can definitely, let's make your announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Wherever you hear my voice, whatever venue you're listening to, if you didn't get those call letters or those numbers to communicate with us, contact the station you're listening to and have them repeat that to you. And you let us know what you think about God's word and these liars out here that call themselves preachers that God sent. No doubt they're preachers, but it's not the one that God sent. Our sister Tatum have a poem. We love to hear her poems. And we're hoping that you enjoy these poems also. Our Elder Miles is accompanying her. Sister Tatum.
God's precious word. I love your word. Oh, yes, I do. It keeps me righteous, holy, and true. Please bless and keep me praying, too, that it will remain in my heart to keep me serving only you. God's great law. Oh, Lord, I love you. Yes, it's true. Let me forever be indebted to you to keep your law deep in my heart and never ever let it depart out of my life, out of my soul. Oh Lord, my God, it's so good to behold. Your law is real. Your law is true. Your law is sacred and your law is you. Your law is forever beginning and in. Bless me to keep it forever, to be free from all sin.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Yes. Thank God for that poem. Yes. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation, or should I say what people, is there so great? And the scripture says, they that do and teach the commandments of God shall be called great. What nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? We that keep God's commandments, we believe the scripture. God is nigh unto us. As the scripture said, even in thy mouth, when you have eaten the word of God and it stays in your heart. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? And I want everyone that hear my voice, think about it. If the law is righteous, why would God do away with it? What he did was fulfilled it. And so must you and I. And you and I will fulfill it one way or the other. You're going to fulfill God's word. Because if you don't, it's a cursing to you. If you do, it's a blessing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now let's go to Luke 1 and 5. And as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, don't let that devil tell you all he talks about is the commandments. Well, that's all one should preach about is the word. It's the same thing. But so many of these dumb preachers don't know that the commandments of God is the word of God, and you cannot change the word. Not one iota. Not one jot or tittle. You can't change God's word. If you add or take it away, you're in sin. You're not in God's will. Luke 1 and 5, what does it say? Mm-hmm.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah,
mm-hmm.
and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
So they had an order of service serving the Lord, and everyone that goes to church, that's likened to an order of service. Maybe you go on a Monday or Wednesday or whatever. Maybe you go to church on Sunday. But if you're calling it the day of rest, you are in error. Yes. The day of rest is the Sabbath, which is the seventh day.
Right.
And our order is to have services on Tuesday and Wednesdays. And we have services and gatherings and studies, whatever God lead us, whatever we're moved to go here and there. Read.
And they were both righteous before God.
Now listen to what the scripture's saying. We know that all of our righteousnesses were as filthy rags before we begin to put on the righteousness of God.
Yes.
As the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness if, here's the contract, mm-hmm. we observe to do all his commandments. Now, when we begin to obey God's word, we become righteous. They were both righteous because they were what?
Before God,
walking
in all the commandments.
Now, wait a minute. These lying preachers, they tell you, well, can nobody keep the commandments? They won't say keep God's word. No one can keep God's commandments. No one can keep those laws. And if they say no one can keep God's word, they're yet a liar.
Yes.
Because it's the same.
Yes.
Because the word is Jesus.
Yes.
If you can't keep the word, you can't keep Jesus on the inside. And more importantly, you'll never get him in there.
That's right.
These were both righteous.
Yes.
Walking in all the commandments. And that's all we have to talk about here when you tune in and hear this broadcast. Because it's about serving the Lord, keeping God's word. And if you don't keep God's word, you are not serving the Lord. If you don't keep God's word and walk in holiness, you're not keeping God's word.
That's right.
If you learn about God and don't know his commandments is his word, you are just learning about him and you never know the Lord.
That's true.
Because the scripture says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. So don't get upset with me because I call these preachers liars, because that's what the scripture is calling you.
That's right.
Liars, if you say you know the Lord and you're not keeping his commandments. Read it again.
Mm-hmm. And they were both righteous.
They were both righteous. What?
Before God, walking in all the commandments.
So here, our walk is before God. It's not before some of these organizations. It's not before our neighbor, our mother, father, sister, brother. It's before God. That's
yes.
who we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we follow. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 11.
All right.
These lying preachers tell the people, before you sit down in the pews, don't even think about you're living holy or that you are right. These preachers say, everybody got some stuff, and they're right, because you haven't been taught that you can't have any. You've been taught everybody got some stuff. That's all you know is stuff. And that one telling you that is full of stuff.
All right.
Full of it.
All right.
And not God.
All
First Corinthians 10 and 11, what does it say?
Now all these things happened unto them for in samples.
Now wait a minute, Elizabeth, Zechariah, their life happened for our example.
Yes.
As well as all those before us. For examples, what?
And they are written for our admonition,
what?
Upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Well, here's another lie these preachers tell you. Get it right. Believe in Jesus, because the end is coming. Your end comes when you die.
That's right.
And their end came. That end of the world came.
Yes.
So if you're looking for the Lord to come through the skies outside, you are in for a great awakening. And you're going to be waking up in hell.
That's right.
When you find out he ain't coming like you thought.
No.
They've been looking for him since he left. And some are still looking for the Messiah, don't know he's been here and gone.
Right.
And some are looking for to come back, and he's coming right now,
right.
But you don't recognize because
right.
You don't know God.
That's right.
Go ahead. Beautiful.
No temptation taking you, but what such
mm-hmm.
as is common to man. What?
To man. But God is faithful.
God is faithful. Now listen, you cannot sin unless you're tempted to sin. God is letting us know. No temptation hath taken us,
mm-hmm.
but such as is common to man. But what?
But God is faithful.
God is faithful. What?
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are
so
able.
So wait a minute. So now wait a minute. We don't have to sin.
No.
If you are striving to live for God. Because God is not going to allow that devil or anyone he's using to come upon us in a manner we cannot sustain his word.
That's right.
Or be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to allow that to happen.
No.
We heard about Job. The devil was not able to overcome Job's stand to please God.
That's right.
Although he afflicted his body. But he couldn't make Job sin against God.
That's right.
Because Job loved God. Read.
But will. With the temptation.
What?
Also make a way to escape.
Why aren't these preachers telling you, members, you cannot sin if you love God. And if you love God, God is going to make a way for you to escape
okay.
so that you sin not if you
that's
love
right.
him.
Yes.
Why don't you teach that? Instead of teaching everybody, look up under your seat, surprise, you got some stuff. Why would you tell somebody something like that? Everybody got some stuff in their seat. Not mine. The Lord had no stuff in his seat. But these preachers are full of stuff. Let's go to Luke. Luke 22 and 28. We're going to read the scripture and believe the scriptures above these lying preachers. Yes, they are liars.
Yes.
Moreover, they are greedy dogs, loving to slumber.
All right.
Cannot bark because they can't warn you about impending danger because they're the danger.
Yes.
They're the wolf that's eating you up. Luke 22 and 28, what does it say?
Ye are they.
What?
Which have continued with me in my temptations.
Well, now, wait a minute. There's temptations of Christ. Then there's temptations of the devil.
Yes.
The devil is going to tempt you with sin. The Lord is going to tempt you with righteousness.
All right.
Yes.
How can you continue with the Lord in his temptations when these preachers are telling you, you can't do that. You can't help but lie and steal. You can't help but have a God before you. But that's God's temptation, tempting us to do righteousness.
Yes.
Having no other gods before him.
Yes.
Not making unto the Lord any graven image. Not taking his name in vain. Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We're tempted to do right.
Yes.
Honor thy father and thy mother. Not to kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, and not to covet. These are the temptations of Christ.
Yes.
But the devil comes to tempt. We don't have to yield.
All right.
James 1 and 12. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? We are walking in all the commandments, and these old devils get upset because you say, I love God, I'm obeying God, I can, I will. They get upset. But you didn't get upset when Jesus did it. Why? Because he died for you. You wouldn't get upset for anyone who dies for you. But when it comes to dying for yourself to be right, you make excuses. And you love it when these preachers tell you, you can't do that. Well, this preacher ain't gonna tell you that. This preacher gonna tell you what's written.
All right.
James 1 and 12.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Oh, they love the blessed attitudes. That's a lie too. That's not an attitude, that's a way. There's no such thing as a beatitude, because a beatitude is not going to get you anything. You can have an attitude, but if you don't get in the way and do it, you got nothing.
That's right.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. That's not an attitude, that's action. Yes. What? Yes.
For when he is tried,
what?
He shall receive the crown of life.
So wait a minute, so when you're tried and you endure the temptation and not yield would mean you don't have to yield. You have the power to obey God and to know that whatever you're tempted with, God is not going to put more on you than you're able to bear. So the answer is, I can do this. The answer is, yea, Lord. That endureth temptation, what?
Which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. God has promised this, that he will put no more on us than we're able to bear. And we will receive the crown of life when we endure. Read.
Let no man say
what?
When he is tempted, I am tempted of God.
So wait a minute. We can't say when we feel like smoking or lying, God is tempting me. No, God don't tempt you with wrong.
All right.
He allows the devil to approach us. And more importantly, the devil cannot tempt you if there's nothing in you.
All right.
Read.
For God cannot be tempted with evil.
What?
Neither tempted he any man.
But what?
But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
So wait a minute. Our strive is to get rid of lust.
That's right.
Uncontrollable desires.
Yes.
And to love God.
Yes.
When you have uncontrollable desire, you have uncontrollable love for a thing.
Yes.
But we should love God more than anything.
That's right.
And when we do, we yield to God and not to that desire.
All right.
Right. That's right.
Then what?
Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
What?
And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
So wait a minute. If Zacharias and Elizabeth walked in all the commandments blameless, that means they didn't sin.
All right.
They weren't in death, they were righteous.
Yes.
You cannot be in death and righteous at the same time.
No.
Hebrews 4 and 15, let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Go to Hebrews 4 and 15. Because knowledge is power, and it's more power if you put it in action.
Right.
That's what we strive to do here,
yes,
at 425.
Yes,
put
we do.
Knowledge in action.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hebrews 4 and 15. What does it say?
Thank God.
For we
have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Isn't that beautiful?
But was
he was touched just like we. The devil tried to tempt him. But the Lord didn't put no more on the Lord that he was able to bear.
Yes.
What?
But was in all points
tempted. What?
Like as we are.
What?
Yet without sin.
So wait a minute. The feelings were there, but he didn't yield to it. And God didn't put any more on him than he was able to bear. Let's go to St. John 14 and 15.
All right.
These preachers don't tell you that. They say you can't help but sin. All they're telling you is you cannot help but yield to temptation, and you make God a liar. Because God said with the temptation,
yes,
he'll make a way to escape.
Yes.
Now we have to choose to follow that escape route.
Yes.
The escape route is obeying God's word.
Yes.
The escape route is suffering to be like the Lord.
Yes.
Scripture says, for as much as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Also let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Which was also in Christ Jesus. Yes. A mind to suffer to be made.
Yes.
14:15, St. John, what did it say?
If ye love
now
me.
Now listen to him again. If you love me, and he says he's going to make a way to those that love him.
Mm-hmm.
If you love me,
keep my commandments.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's read that 21st verse again. What does it say? We read it all the time.
He that hath my commandments.
Now it's those that have them.
All right.
Now wait a minute. You can have them, but are you keeping them?
Yes.
You can have them posted in your car, on your wall, and then you water it down, calling it the golden rule. That's what they have in a lot of these schools now. Somewhere tucked back in the archives, the golden rule. And some of these young folk today come up, they don't even know what the golden rule is.
That's true.
I didn't know what the golden rule was until I got saved. I said, that's God's commandments?
Yes.
Didn't know that. Because the forefathers have led us astray.
Mm-hmm.
They're so far from God's word, they don't know their left hand from the right hand.
Right.
Read.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them.
That's one that got them and keep them. What?
He it is that loveth me.
Now that's
me.
The one that loves God. How plain is that? So why are these preachers telling you no one can keep the commandments of God? That's why he died. Well, you make God a liar. You make the Lord a liar. He that hath them and keep them would imply you're able to perform the word.
Right.
You're able to do it.
Yes.
The other words don't just be hearers of the word, but doers of it.
Yes.
Keepeth them. Mm-hmm. He it is that loveth me and what?
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
So if the Lord loves you, and you love the Lord because you're keeping his commandments, God loves us also.
Yes.
They're one.
Yes.
So we're not going to get into this splitting hairs. Two people. No, they're one.
All right.
What?
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
So how can God manifest himself to all of you Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics?
Go ahead. That's right.
Lutherans, what's another one? African Episcopal, what's another one of these? They got all kinds out here. Oh, they got the My Friends Church. Then they got the Latter-day Saints, the New Saints. They never saw that in the scripture, the Latter-day. They don't say my day, it's Latter-day.
Okay.
The scripture says call for the old paths.
All right.
But no, this is Latter-day Saints. Mormon, Quaker.